The most controversial bill would force cities and counties that fail to meet state-mandated housing production goals to approve multifamily development projects that meet certain requirements, like paying construction workers a prevailing wage. It would apply to every form of multi-unit housing, from market rate to very low income. Democratic Senator Scott Wiener is the bill's author.
We need local control in terms of deciding where communities put the housing, how they're designed. We want communities to be able to figure out what works for them. But local control is about how a community meets its housing goals, not whether it meets its housing goals.
But the League of California Cities opposes the bill, which it argues would apply to nearly every local government because those housing goals are so hard to reach. Here's the League's Jason Ryan.
Even those cities that are the most progressive and most pro-housing are going to fall into this mandatory streamlining via no fault of their own. They've done everything in their power to streamline at the local level. Their door is wide open for development, but a lack of resources for affordable housing is going to force them into having to comply with SB 35.
The League of Cities prefers another bill that would allow local governments to create priority housing zones with front-loaded planning and environmental reviews, in which qualifying development projects would be guaranteed expedited approval. In the end, it's quite possible that both measures will pass the legislature as part of the overall housing deal. Lawmakers could vote on the bills when they return from summer recess later this month. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.